Thanks so much for joining me here today on The Chalene Show, recorded live from the front seat of my vehicle with you in the passenger seat. Put your seatbelt on. We're going for a ride.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I'm just driving home right now from a physical therapist appointment. Thank you so much for asking. Yes, my hamstring is doing beautifully. I'm not trying to brag, but I am trying to educate and just get people excited about the opportunities that are sometimes available to us, but we don't know it, and neither do our doctors. You know, I've done a couple of episodes about this injury, and I've gotten some amazing feedback. I've heard from orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists. People are like, wow, some of this is really amazing. It's opened up my eyes. It's really made me think I need to update some of my education, etc. And not just always look at like statistics. Like, statistically speaking, who gives a flying F? I mean, what someone else's statistic is, like, if you're, you know, you're 60% less likely or 90% more likely, whatever it is, there's still people who are outliers. And if you believe things are possible, you're going to be an outlier. You're going to be the exception. And especially when you follow all the protocols. And anyways, I digress. The whole point of me wanting to talk to you today is because I'm just leaving my physical therapist appointment, and he was talking to me about another client. Obviously, he wasn't sharing her name, etc., but he was telling me about this other client that he has who's a marathon runner, and was talking about how, you know, she's just had all these chronic injuries, just injury after injury after injury, and she's just gone to see a nutritionist to see, like, okay, can we strengthen her immune system, her bone density, and all of these other things by looking at her nutrition. And he said to me, you know, it was really shocking because when she got her results back, she was like deficient in everything. I'm like, not surprising at all. And he goes, which is really surprising because her nutrition is like 100% dialed in. So number one, you never know if someone's nutrition is 100% dialed in, because what does that mean? Like, how are we defining that? Are we defining that by meaning that she eats clean? Are we defining that saying it's dialed in because she's eating healthy foods? But what if they're the wrong healthy foods for her? What if it's the wrong macronutrients for what it is she's doing, and her age and her hormones? And I mean, it produces so much adrenal fatigue, and cortisol increases when you're doing like long distance training like that. Anyways, he was like, no, her nutrition is dialed in. And I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be a know-it-all while he's got needles in the back of my thigh. But I just said, you just don't know if someone's nutrition is dialed in. And this is the part I wanted to get to for you. Even if it is dialed in, as I thought mine was, if you have leaky gut, no matter how dialed in your nutrition is, a lot of it can be leaking out or leaking through. Today, I just want you to focus on this thought. 80% of the population today has leaky gut. That's new. It's slowly been increasing year after year after year, and there's so many reasons why. Number one, toxins. Like, think about everything that's toxic in our environment. All the things that we're unknowingly exposing ourselves to and topically applying to our skin, and the foods that we're eating that are frankenfoods, and they look familiar, they look good. I've seen that food advertised on TV, but when you eat it, when you put it in your body doesn't identify it as something it recognizes, kind of foreign object, right? And think about what your body does with a foreign object. Even a teeny tiny microscopic foreign object. The other day I got I couldn't even see it. Every time I brushed my hand or my fingertips, I could tell that there was something irritating my finger, and I eventually realized it was the teeniest, tiniest shard of glass. I couldn't even see it. There was no point trying to pick it out. I just had to wait for my body to push it out, and it got very inflamed and very red and very swollen, the tip of my finger, and then eventually it started to scab up, and then I could see that little teeny tiny, you know, piece of glass, and I woke up in the morning, it was gone. But I just kept looking at how my body was trying to get rid of this. Like, think about it. Your fingers are really thick, you know what I mean? Like, they're thicker than other parts of your skin. We're always touching things, so it's a thicker is that what you call skin? Yeah, I was trying to be fancy right there. But it's thicker skin, right? So it's not sensitive skin. And here I have this teeny tiny, barely microscopic foreign object, and my body is trying to push it out. So imagine what's happening when we're eating foods that our body either doesn't like, because maybe from a DNA perspective or an epigenetic perspective or food intolerance perspective, it just doesn't agree with us, even though it's labeled as healthy. Or maybe we're eating foods that are, they're fake foods, and they have ingredients that make them taste delicious, but they're chemicals, and we haven't evolved in such a way that our bodies recognize some of these things. So if our body recognizes anything as foreign, it tries to push it out. It tries to reject it. So imagine that happening over and over and over for years and years and years on a very low level inside your gut. That's what's happening to all of us. And every year there's more fake foods, more bizarre ingredients that make foods taste delicious or extend their shelf life. And we keep eating them and we don't realize it, but our face is puffy and our eyes are puffy. And we get unexplained bloating. Gosh, that's weird. I don't know why, but my stomach feels bloated. I just can't suck in hard enough, right? Or strange, I wake up and my joints ache, my knees hurt, my fingers hurt, my back hurts, my neck hurts. And we just think that it's us. It's maybe something we did training-wise, or maybe we ate something wrong. My point is, we just for years slowly begin to feel normal. It feels normal that we don't feel well. And it's low level. Like, you just don't notice it. It's kind of like when, I don't know, it just happens so gradually that we don't even realize it's a big deal. But year after year, the slow level of inflammation that's happening in our gut, because our gut doesn't recognize things, it's identifying them as foreign objects. And that creates inflammation. That inflammation I just described in the tip of my finger, that's happening in our gut. And when that happens, think of your gut lining as, and by the way, your microgut biome starts at your mouth and it goes all the way to the opposite end where things are expelled, shall we say. But most often when we're talking about the digestive tract, where you want to think of your digestive tract as being the barrier between what your body needs and what your body should expel as waste. So this is an analogy I think you'll be able to relate to. So if you think about like a really nice pair of yoga pants, they're thick, they're opaque, you can bend over and you don't have to worry about anybody seeing things they shouldn't be seeing, you know what I'm talking about? But like a really thick, expensive pair that just like sucks everything in, the weave is so nice, it's like almost like a pair of Spanx, that type of yoga pant, right? Imagine that, and then imagine that you're going to take one end of the yoga pants and you're going to squeeze it closed. And then at the top of the opening to the leg, imagine pouring in, let's say, some spaghetti sauce. Sure. Let's pour some spaghetti sauce in there. If it's a really high quality, tight weave pair of pants, most of that spaghetti sauce is going to stay inside of the pant. Now, some of it is going to leak through. And imagine that's the nutrients. Those are the things that your body needs in order to process and create vitamins and minerals. If you're eating a well-balanced diet and you're absorbing everything that you're eating, you don't have to take supplements for additional vitamins and minerals. Your body will produce those for you. Even if you are eating healthy, if you're not absorbing those things, then your body won't have what it needs to make essential vitamins and minerals. Okay, so imagine now that same yoga pant, right? Like we poured the spaghetti sauce in the leg. Okay, now imagine doing that same experiment, but with a pair of nylons. Some of you are probably like too young to even know the hell that nylons are. I'm about to digress, but like in the 90s, I worked at a law firm and you had to wear like nylons and heels every day. Oh Lordy, I can't tell you how many days this girl went to work with runs in her pantyhose. Pantyhose are awful. God, they're awful. Thank God that trend's over. Anyways, so you've got a pair of pantyhose, right? And actually, instead of pantyhose, let's go with something more current. Let's imagine a pair of fishnet tights, right? Like fishnet nylons. Fishnet tights, is that what they're called? Fishnet stockings. There we go. Like a pretty small fishnet. So imagine pouring that same spaghetti sauce into fishnets. Well, almost all of it's going to like seep through, including things that you don't want. And then the stuff that you, you know, probably do need stays at the bottom of the tights. That's kind of what's happening in our gut when we develop leaky gut. Now, there are certainly different degrees of leaky gut, but the reason why I use that analogy is because your digestive tract is made of these connective tissues that are called tight junctions. And what happens is these tight junctions start to form gaps. And those gaps are created from the inflammation, because that inflammation is like constant, chronic, low-level inflammation caused by too much vegetable oil and fake foods and too many omega-6s and toxins and not getting enough sleep and the lifestyle things that we do and the stress and all of those things that don't allow our body to heal properly. And then eating foods that don't agree with us, eating foods that are fake, then all the foods that are really considered toxic to us, and then never healing, never giving our gut a chance to rest, which is why it's so important in the 1-3-1 that we teach people the safe way to fast, and even how to fast while you're still getting nutrients. So you're not truly fasting, but your digestive tract is resting. And that's something you want to learn more about. I'm telling you, it's a freaking game changer, but you have to know how to do it. And that's a really important step to healing your gut. And we all need to heal our gut. I mean, okay, 20% of the population doesn't need to heal their gut. God bless them. But most of us do. And it certainly doesn't hurt to live your life as if. So someone said to me recently, should I get tested for leaky gut? I'm like, you can. But that's like saying, should I get tested for living a long life? I mean, you can, but why not just put the principles in place that will allow you to live a longer life? You know what I mean? Like, why do you need a test to figure out if you should change your lifestyle? And I don't need to say change, because that's going to freak people out. Improve. Why do you need a test to motivate you to make these improvements? Now, if you're that kind of person, because some people are, well, then do it. You know, to be honest, if I'm being frank, I don't know if I would have made all the changes that I made had I not gotten my own nutrition panel back years ago. Now it's been 2.5 years ago. I don't know if I would have been as motivated to make the changes that I have had I not done a test and been just jaw dropped on the floor, shocked by how deficient I was and everything. I'm like, what? And I didn't know what leaky gut was. So what I want you to know is that if you want to lose weight, that's about hormones. Like, people think it's about calories. It's not. And here's how you know it's not. You can take someone who has been trying to lose weight and you can put them on a starvation diet and exercise them into the ground. And if their hormones, if your body is out of whack, you're not going to lose weight. You could even gain weight. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen many times. So what we do know, scientifically speaking, biologically speaking, weight loss has very little to do with calories, has a lot more to do with how our bodies process energy, which is controlled by our hormones. And yes, gentlemen, your hormones too, right? Because your hunger is a hormone. Feeling full is a hormone. Feeling high energy and low energy, those are regulated by our hormones. And so yes, both men and women need to be concerned about their hormones. Our hormones help us to feel balanced. They can either increase or diminish feelings of anxiety, depression, etc. So we've got to get our hormones in balance, and our hormones will be out of balance, out of whack, if we don't have the proper vitamins and minerals, if we're not making those in our bodies. Like, can you take a supplement? Sure. But ideally, you want your body to do that for you, and it's only going to happen if you're absorbing properly. So inflammation, aches, pains, like absolutely every autoimmune disease, like just almost every disease you can think of somehow ties back to inflammation in our gut. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is it's one big, vicious cycle. And by trying to attack it, by losing weight and not fixing your gut health and understanding nutrition, understanding how your metabolism works, it's like getting hit with a cannonball and then trying to patch it up with a Band-Aid. It's just not going to work. So what are your options? You know, I keep getting messages from people on social media. They're like, help, I've tried everything. I can't lose weight. Or I've got this, 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 and this going on. I haven't been able to have my period in years. My doctor says I have PCOS. I've got acne. My hair is falling out. I think I'm in premenopause. I keep getting injured. All of these things, y'all, all of these things get better when we go to the root of the problem. I know we want to fix like the symptom, but it's just going to be temporary. You need to bite the bullet and you need to fix your gut health. And the way you fix your gut health is by recognizing that there's not one specific protocol that everybody needs to follow because we're all different. You need to learn how to do it for you. And I'm going to encourage you to take that journey. I mean, hello, obviously, that's why I created the 131 program, but I don't want this to be like a promo for the 131 because honestly, my mission is to help you understand how to fix this. If I can help you, awesome. If you don't want my help, that's fine too. But you are going to have to get educated. And hey, by the way, those of you who are parents, those of you who love your family, this isn't just something mom does or dad does. Like my parents are coming into town today in a couple of hours. I love them so, 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 so much. And I want them to live long, long, healthy lives. But it's not too late for them to wake up and take notice. And it's not okay. It's not okay to be poisoning themselves because it's not fair to their grandchildren and the people who love them that they can change that. Like you can take control. Like you have the ability to live a longer, fuller, happier life. Like maybe I'm talking to you, right? Like it's not fair to your family. You have the power to change this, to live longer, to be healthier, to be happier. But you've got to educate yourself. No more looking for a quick fix. No more pointing fingers at someone else. No more trying like, you know, just diet or just exercise or just this. It's going to take education. And I can't think of anyone who's better at simplifying this science than yours truly. If I can't help you do it, you still need to do it. And I want you to make the decision to learn about your digestive health and how to figure these things out. It is so important. It's important if you want to lose weight. It's important if you want to be healthier and happier. And I know you do. I need you. I need you to be your best. I mean, you are thebomb.com, but let's face it, we all have room for improvement. I love you so much. Thank you for spending this time in the car with me. We're home. Turn off the car. All right. Thanks for going for the ride with me, and I look forward to spending this time together with you. I'll talk to you soon. I love you. I mean it. Bye. Oh, hey, by the way, before I go inside, just a note that we are taking the Chalene Show on the road. So you might want to check out our event page. You can go to chalene.com/Chalene Show Live. Got it? Chalene Show Live to check out our upcoming dates. If you would like for me to come to your city, all you have to do is send me a screenshot of your phone so that I can tell that you're subscribed to my podcast. Not that you're listening to it. You actually have to show me that it says you've clicked subscribe, and you can send me a screenshot of that along with the largest city that you're close enough to that you'd be willing to drive to, right? So like, you know, if you live in some tiny little town with population 500, probably not going to that city. But if you got a big city nearby that you'd be willing to drive to, tell me what that city is. Send me a screenshot that you've subscribed to the podcast, and we are tallying up those votes. Right now, Detroit is looking good. So is Dallas. So is Chicago. Got a lot of votes in those cities. A couple in Canada too. So keep them coming in. I want to come to your city, but it's going to boil down to a vote. And every time you send us a screenshot with your city, that counts as a vote. This edition of The Chalene Show was brought to you by 131 Movement. Stop dieting. Save your brain. Save your gut. Live longer. Feel better. Stop going on a diet or following somebody else's rules and figure out what it means to have your own diet. Figure out a method that actually serves you, that helps you to be a better version of yourself. Let go of all of this craziness and confusion that surrounds diet and understand the science of one, the study of one. Join the 131 movement today. We're taking back the word diet and getting what we are rightfully entitled to, which is our health. You deserve not just to look amazing, but to feel amazing. I'd love for you to learn more about my personal journey and why this is a true passion for me. I invite you to learn more by going to 131movement.com.